Yeah, I mean, that is welcome news, no doubt about that. And it'll be, I mean, a huge difference for Donegal-based fishermen who don't have to travel around to Killybegs now to land their catch. They can actually land in Greencastle, Rathmullen or Burtonport as well. And you know, so that is welcome news, and it's good to see that the department has listened finally to the fishermen, and it's down to the campaigning of them really that this has happened, which is very positive from their point of view as well. But it does leave you with the question of wondering just exactly why they had to do this. You know, we have had known the Brexit vote was over, or the Brexit decision was taken by the British Cabinet over 3 years ago. So surely the department, the SFPA and the government knew that this was going to happen and knew there was an issue in relation to this. And why did they have to leave it to fishermen to actually campaign to make these changes 2 or 3 weeks after Brexit went, cause such huge anxiety for fishermen around the coast? And thankfully, nobody was hurt. But I mean, if a fisherman was forced to steam from Greencastle around the Killybegs to land their fish, that could have had serious consequences.
So, do you feel then that it was effectively swept under the carpet?
Yeah, I think that the Department of the Marine, the government, and were just basically not doing their homework. You know, and it makes you wonder what else is actually they haven't bothered looking at. I mean, that seems to be what it is, that they didn't bother looking at it. Fisheries, there was enough publicity around the fisheries and the implications for the fishing industry with Brexit that surely our own Department of the Marine would have looked at it.
Now, you previously stated that Donegal would need at least 7 ports. Do you feel some fishermen will still be impacted by this?
I think we'll have to wait and see just to see what impact it is having. But I think, I mean, it's hugely welcome and it is a vast improvement on what was there. This is what I was afraid of as well, is that, you know, the government would do the minimum, they get them over the line by designating ports, and then you'd be left with individuals maybe who would be stuck, where the government could have designated a lot more ports at the start, and if they weren't needed, then taking the designation off them at a later stage. And actually, as well, the department could have designated ports solely for English vessels as well, so there wouldn't have been a risk in terms of opening up to wider vessels to be landing in there as well, you know. And that could all have been done, but the government has taken the minimalist approach.
Obviously, we'll need to see how things play out and so on, but do you foresee big delays at these ports now for those fishermen with UK-registered vessels in terms of paperwork and then consequently delays landing their catch?
Well, I actually have reports already of somebody who's required to give 72 hours notice, gave the notice, and the department aren't responding, you know. So and they have to give notice to the, as far as I know, to their English agent or fisheries organisation, who then give the notice on to the department. So there is going to be some teething problems in relation to that needs to be ironed out, and it needs the willingness of the department to make sure that they are ironed out properly as well.